Today's Gospel, we are continuing with the theme of the Good Shepherd from the 10th chapter of John. We're told at the beginning of today's Gospel that the feast of the dedication was near, and also that it was winter. Two details which may not seem all that relevant to the image of Jesus the Good Shepherd, but which no doubt are in fact intricately woven into the theme of John, that Jesus is the fulfillment of everything from the law and the prophets. He is the culmination of it. See, the Feast of the Dedication was really the feast of the renewal of the altar of the temple around the year 165 by Judas Maccabeus, after the place of worship had been profaned. And that is today what is called the Feast of Hanukkah, or the Feast of Lights. So it really was the renewal of worship in the temple and the reconsecration. And with that in mind, we can see that Jesus, who is the one who is going to be the innocent Lamb of God, who is offered once and for all as a definitive and pleasing sacrifice to the Father, Jesus himself becomes the new temple, the new place of worship, and his offering is going to mark then the perfect sacrifice and the perfect worship that we celebrate at every Mass. The little detail John throws in, that it was winter at the time, is more than likely just marking when the Feast of the Dedication took place, which everybody knew was in the winter time. Many of the fathers of the church actually said that John throws in that detail to say that their hearts were frigid. Their hearts weren't warm, in other words, to receiving this news of Jesus, that he himself is going to be the temple, he is going to be the one who renews worship and makes it perfect in offering himself as the innocent Lamb of God. This leads me to the second point of the whole Good Shepherd discourse, which is quite fascinating, I think, which is, on the one hand, Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He is the one who is calling, and he is the one who is leading the flock. And at the same time, the evangelists present very clearly that Jesus is the innocent Lamb of God. In other words, he takes the place of the least of the sheep. He's a baby member of the flock, in a sense, who offers and gives himself completely. And that paradox of Jesus being the shepherd, leading the sheep, but also becoming the innocent Lamb of God, is really indicative of the way that God leads us and the way that he exhibits his power and rule, which is precisely to say that Jesus, though he is all-powerful, he takes the place of the littlest one, or of the least one, so that he truly is in the midst of us, that he touches and represents every aspect of our life. And from that position of the lowest and of the most humble, he offers himself completely as a gift to the Father. And it once again is a manifestation of this kernel of the paradox of the gospel, that only in giving your life away do you find it. So Jesus isn't a king who rules from a remote castle, but rather he's a shepherd who leads from the midst of his people and who offers himself fully to the people. And this leads me just to the last point from today's gospel, which is the ones who are given to Jesus and who claim Jesus as being their shepherd and listen to his voice are told that there is a security that is found in belonging to the flock of Jesus. Namely, Jesus says, they will never be lost, for they have been given to me by my Father. And it reminds us that if we are with Jesus, if we are part of his flock, if we accept his voice and follow his voice, that the hope and assurance and security comes from that is something which nothing else on this earth can offer or touch. And it's there for us to claim, to say, Jesus, I hear your voice, I follow your voice, I truly am part of your flock. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward this morning to celebrate this act of worship of the one offering of the innocent Lamb of God to the Heavenly Father, let us truly unite ourselves with Jesus in this offering, and let us thank him for being the Good Shepherd who comes in our midst and leads us from within and from amongst the position of the lowest and the least, so that he can redeem us and give us the certainty of our salvation and redemption. Amen.